Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 Kill. Thanks very much. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about continuing our visit with Jessica Malugin. She is the Associate Director of Center for Technology and Innovation at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. I encourage you to check them out. They've got some wonderful scholars there like Jessica, like John Berla, like Wayne Cruz, who's going to be on later this week. Jessica is bringing us a report on the re-release of The Antitrust Paradox by Robert H. Bork, the immortal Robert Bork. His paradox, his landmark seminal work is being re-released, and I encourage you to check it out, folks. The reason, Jessica, I think that this is such an important book for people to find, even especially out on small business, out on Main Street for small businesses, we are under assault right now by the big tech companies. The pandemic has accelerated the digital transformation that we're all going through. It's accelerated it by 5 years. That played into an advantage for Amazon. It played into a disadvantage for Amy's shop on Main Street. And Amy doesn't have as much time to ramp up or capital to ramp up. Amazon was already sitting there ready to catch those new customers. Now, fair competition is fair competition, but you and I both know there's an awful lot of rough riding going on out there. A lot of mistreatment of smaller competitors going on, and especially in the area of advocacy, where they're acting like publishers, but they're protected by Section 230. Do you see any way that the government's current antitrust structure has any kind of weaponry that can be effective against big tech these days?
Well, I think one of the inherent flaws with antitrust is that, and people in small business know, your listeners know, things move so much more quickly in the marketplace than they do in the Department of Justice in Washington, yeah, D.C., right? And that's probably double true in your state attorney general's office.
That's right.
Especially in antitrust, where they don't really have the expertise. And you know, another thing that I want to point to about the problem with the antitrust stuff is that it's very politicized. You know, these people don't become bureaucrats and lawyers and then magically lose any selfish impulse
right.
they have. You know, you're still, you know, it really drags a whole bunch of other factors into the marketplace. And I think, you know, you and I were speaking on the break, and I think the best chance, I was telling you, and the best chance for rolling big tech is going to happen from a market solution. You know, there has to be innovation. There has to be change. These companies need to be displaced.
You're talking about about competitive pressure. And Jessica, I would have agreed with you. I mean, I was already worried about whether that was actually valid anymore, but now tell that to Parler. I mean, when you've got Amazon and Apple and Google, three companies that were able to take down a legal company in exercising their constitutional right to free speech, when you've got three companies that could take them down, Jessica, in what universe in the 20th century would GM and Ford have been allowed to take down Chrysler? Tell me that.
Well, I guess we'd have to talk about it was before or after the GM bailout. But I think that, you know, anytime the government gets involved in picking winners and losers, everybody loses, right? And that's no exception in the tech community.
But this was marketplace, Jessica. This wasn't the government. This was Amazon took Parler off the air. Apple and Google took them off of their sites for no other reason than they disagreed with them politically. That's got to be an antitrust violation.
Well, I think what it you know, I think that what it is very legitimately frustrating to, you know, 49 to 51% of America, and that is certainly a problem. But my money is still on the wave of next technology, especially in social media, so that involves a more decent, like if you look in the market, what's happening, what's coming online is a decentralized social media. So there isn't a cloud computing right. company that can shut it down, right?
Right.
It's more of sort of, if you guys remember, more of sort of a Napster-like arrangement where the users are in control of that content moderation. And I really think that the market is going to respond. Listen, you can't have half the country outraged by what happened around social media earlier this year and not see that that's an entrepreneurial opportunity for someone
right. well,
to come in and say, here's a way that that's never going to happen on my platform again.
And
right?
Jessica, I've been doing this. I've been doing this all along. I've always hosted my own content. I have my own email hosting. Yep. I do it all myself. I don't use Amazon.
Yep.
I don't use Google for anything like that. And so I think the other part of this is we have to educate people. If you don't like what Facebook does, stay off of Facebook. If you think Amazon is a bad actor, stop doing business with Amazon. Make another choice. What do you think?
I think that's 100% right, and I think that's really smart. And listen, this technology stuff is what our founder at CEI, Fred Smith, would call an economic frontier.
Right.
And he says, listen, frontiers are messy and mistakes are made. And I think people got too dependent on these big guys for everything, and I think now there's going to be a huge opportunity to give them an alternative to that. And like you've already done, keep some of your independence. And we can see that with former President Trump making his own blog. They still may be
too big, though. And we're going to talk a little bit more about this after the break with Jessica Malugin. She's with Competitive Enterprise Institute. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm with you. At least the mystery is gone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.